Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, May 25th, and this is AFA DCA Council 21 President Andreas Curley reporting. Strike fund vote now open. Voting for building a strike fund opened yesterday at 12 noon Chicago time. The ballot question asks if you approve a temporary $3.75 dues increase to remain in place until a new collective bargaining agreement is ratified as part of our collective efforts to secure an industry-leading contract. Balloting is being conducted by the third-party ballot point, and unique ballot access information was mailed to all AFA members over a week ago. Many members have already reported receiving the ballot instructions at their home. As it states in the mailing to your home and in the strike fund resolution, the funding will stop with the ratification of the new contract, but the strike fund shall remain in place in perpetuity. The strike fund will remain in an interest-bearing account and continue to support striking United Flight Attendants in future contract negotiations. All money collected and not used will remain in the strike fund and shall be maintained in an interest-bearing investment account. This investment account shall conform with our ethical investment policy as delineated in Section 4L of our Constitution and bylaws. The fund activity will be reported to the United Master Executive Council on a quarterly basis, and as with all AFA finances, may be available for review by any member through a request to the AFA-CWA International Secretary Treasurer. The sole purpose of the strike fund is to improve the careers of United Airlines flight attendants today and tomorrow. If the funds built up during these negotiations for an industry-leading contract are not used or depleted, then they will remain in an interest-bearing investment account totally separate from the rest of AFA's accounting. And we will take the power of that fund with us to the negotiating table every time we seek to maintain and improve our careers. The fund will only be used to support United Airlines flight attendant strikers who will be a part of dramatically changing our careers for the better. We are voting to take historic action to build a strike fund, to put money aside for today and for our future. With this vote, we can make clear to management just how committed we are to doing whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. Watch the updated video about the strike fund vote available on in the negotiations of section of UnitedAFA.org. Again, you can watch the updated video about this strike fund vote available now in the negotiations section of UnitedAFA.org. Read all of the information about the strike fund, attend meetings to discuss it, ask questions, and then submit your vote before the ballot closes on July 6th at 1600 Central Time. Ballot approval requires a two-thirds majority. Only those who cast a vote have a say in the outcome, and all of us stand to benefit from our contract negotiations. So be sure to take part in our democracy and vote. Frontier flight attendants cast overwhelming vote for AFA. Last week, Frontier flight attendants gained AFA representation with an overwhelming vote in favor of joining our union. AFA received two-thirds of the vote on a ballot that also offered representation by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Frontier flight attendants based in Denver and Milwaukee add about 1,000 to our ranks in the world's largest flight attendant union. Frontier flight attendant Erica Schweitzer was appointed transitional AFA-CWA Frontier president. Following the vote, she stated, "As AFA-CWA members, we will finally have a legally recognized voice to negotiate with management and gain protections that are specific to the needs of Frontier flight attendants. We congratulate the Frontier flight attendants and welcome them with solidarity and support as they negotiate their first contract and work with us to improve our flight attendant career." Shareholder proxy and contract first rally. The annual United Shareholder meeting is scheduled for June 10th this year. Those who have United stock should have already received your stockholder meeting notice and admission ticket. If you are a shareholder, you again have the ability to register your dissatisfaction with the UAL Board of Directors who have blessed Tilton's efforts to profit from our sacrifice. Follow the instructions on the proxy to withholding your votes for the board nominees. At this year's board meeting, Tilton will report out on the quickly negotiated complex deal to merge with Continental Airlines. He will avoid discussion about this big payout in exchange for his departure from an executive role in the newly proposed United Airlines. And he will fail to mention that our airline has unfinished business with frontline workers. Shared sacrifice was to equal shared reward, yet our contract is 5 months overdue. While Tilton makes plans to run away with our pay, we need to gather in solidarity to rally for an industry-leading contract for flight attendants at what they tout will be the industry-leading airline. Join us for the Contract First Rally immediately preceding the shareholder meeting at United's Training Center in Elk Grove, Illinois. Make plans now to be there the morning of June 10th to join your flying partners to keep our contract front and center, and watch for greater detail to be posted soon. American contract offer includes work rule concessions. American management publicized part of its latest contract proposal for a 5-year deal with a 3% signing bonus, 2% raises for 4 years, and a 1.5% raise in the last year. Management fails to detail for the media the concessionary proposals for work rules, including a 15% increase in company scheduled maximum flying hours from 80 hours to 92 hours per month. Association of Professional Flight Attendants APFA spokesperson Diana Dunn stated, "When you start gutting our work rules, it starts to depress the wages." Unfortunately, after 2 years of negotiations, we have reached an impasse in negotiations, said APFA President Laura Gladding. "This is completely unacceptable. From the flight attendants' overwhelming approval of strike authorization, it should be obvious to the company that 96.8% of flight attendants will not accept an agreement that still contains unacceptable concessions." Just as we took concessions forced under the bankruptcy court, American Airlines flight attendants agreed to deep cuts to help keep their airline out of bankruptcy in 2003. While flight attendants helped turn their airline around and suffered the effects of the cuts, airline executives have walked away with almost as many millions of dollars as Tilton and current United executives. APFA President Laura Gladding concluded her statements with context about the contract fight that we all understand well. She said, "This is about more than flight attendants and a contract. It is about standing up to the corporate greed that has brought our economy to its knees and destroyed the middle class in this country." About 1 year longer in negotiations than we have been, APFA is asking the National Mediation Board to release them from mediation with American Airlines and into a 30-day cooling-off period prior to a strike deadline. Final equity distribution complete. United has completed the final employee equity distribution as prescribed in the Comprehensive Distribution Agreement under the Chapter 11 Plan of Reorganization. A review of this agreement and the distribution methods was included in the April 9th edition of Dear AFA. Supporting jobs with calls to Congress. The AFL-CIO is encouraging union members and working families to make calls to Congress this week in support of H.R. 4213, the Promoting American Jobs, Closing Tax Loopholes, and Preventing Outsourcing Act of 2010. The House of Representatives is scheduled to take action on this bill to ensure critical job protections, including extend unemployment benefits and COBRA health care subsidies through the end of the year, provide critical aid to cash-strapped states by increasing the federal share of Medicaid, which can stop layoffs and cuts in services, fund more than 300,000 summer jobs, and finance local infrastructure projects. The jobs bill also will start the process of making Wall Street finally pay to restore the millions of jobs the big banks and financial institutions destroyed with their reckless and risky practices. It closes a tax loophole that allows rich Wall Street hedge fund managers to pay lower tax rates on their income than ordinary wage earners. It also closes a similar loophole on corporations that ship jobs overseas. Call 877-442-6801. Again, 877-442-6801. to use the toll-free congressional contact line set up by the AFL-CIO specifically for this jobs bill. Once connected to your representative's office, tell them to support jobs by voting for H.R. 4213. Well, that's it for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. Fly safe. Take care of each other.